In this bulletin, bushfires continue to burn across the country. A Tamil asylum seeker family to remain on Christmas Island for at least another 2 months. And in cricket, Shane Warne calls on selectors to pick Mitchell Swepson as second spin option. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Rural Fire Service says a fire that resulted in damage or loss of up to 20 buildings northwest of Sydney was started by a backburning operation. Firefighters on Sunday were trying to prevent the spread of the huge Gospers Mountain blaze when their controlled operation breached containment lines. The affected properties are thought to be in the Mount Wilson and Bilpinen areas. The RFS says the backburning losses are unfortunate, but such operations are critical to help contain the vast fire before hotter conditions arrive later this week. Meanwhile, a bushfire emergency warning remains in place for areas north of Perth, where an out-of-control blaze has been raging for 6 days. The fire is still threatening lives and homes at Woodridge, Seatrees, Breakwater Estates, but is stationary and contained. It's destroyed almost 13,000 hectares and is now being battled by more than 300 firefighters. A service has been held in Canberra to mourn those lost during last week's White Island eruption. The official death toll from the tragedy stands at 16, with 11 of those killed Australian citizens or residents. A further 12 people are being treated in Australian hospitals after being repatriated with severe burns. New Zealand High Commissioner to Australia Dame Annette King read out a message from Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern at the service before observing a minute's silence.
Wherever you are in New Zealand or around the world, at this moment, we stand alongside those who have lost their loved ones in this extraordinary tragedy. Together, we can express our sorrow for those who have died and been hurt, and our support for the grieving families and friends.
A Tamil asylum seeker family facing deportation will remain in detention on Christmas Island for another 2 months ahead of a federal court trial. Priya Nardes and their two Australian-born daughters have been held on the island since August while they fight their deportation to Sri Lanka. A two-day federal court hearing has been set down for mid to late February, with a family who was settled at Bilawila in regional Queensland set to remain in detention on Christmas Island until the case is finalised. The case will likely be heard during the weeks beginning the 17th or 24th of February, but the precise timing has not been finalised. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is confident his government will be able to keep its election promise of surpluses over the next 4 years, despite marked downturns to the outlook in the latest budget update. The mid-year economic and fiscal outlook shows the surplus forecast for 2019 to 2020 has been cut from $7.1 billion, predicted at the time of the pre-election budget in April, to $5 billion. The downgrade is part of a $32.6 billion cut to tax receipt expectations over the 4 years to 2022-23. But Mr. Frydenberg says the government is still on track to deliver its election pledge to return surpluses.
Global trade tensions have weighed heavily on consumer and business sentiment, with forecasts for global economic growth and that of our major trading partners downgraded in today's MIEFO. Despite these challenges, MIEFO demonstrates that the Australian economy continues to grow, with the budget returning to surplus for the first time in 12 years.
In cricket, Shane Warne has called on selectors to pick Mitchell Swepson as a second spin option during the Test series against New Zealand. Warne has declared Swepson the nation's next best spin bowling option behind established star Nathan Lyon, and says the pair could play together in the third Test in Sydney. The 50-year-old's call comes amid growing concerns for the lack of depth of Australia's spin bowling stocks. A look at tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 32. Very hot for Adelaide, 40 degrees. Sunny and 30 for Melbourne in Hobart. Partly cloudy, 24. Smoke haze for Canberra, 34 degrees. Much the same for Wollongong, 23 degrees. Similar conditions for Sydney, 25. Sunny with possible smoke haze for Newcastle as well, 25 there. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 30. Sunny for Cairns and 33. Shower or storm for Darwin, 36. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.